And you don't want to do, quote, your planning based on here, or you end up with the same situation that you have with the books and everything. I have a mission. It's well spelled out in the journals, in the paper. Mine is to inform. The moment that our people even make some kind of a statement like, well, we'll have a meeting, we'll have a meditation meeting, would you come, Commander? I can't come. They arrest my speaker. And we're not in that business. But there are now patriot groups, some valid, some invalid. He thinks his program is good. But know that it's good before you get involved. He should be checking to know that it's good. The entertainment industry is the most abused industry of all. It doesn't seem that it would be that way, but it is. And it is totally controlled. So you get no honesty in the presentations. But do you have a place? If you have a talent and you're a viable human being wanting to reclaim your nation and get right with your higher superior being, whether you call it yourself, your infinite resource, you've got to make it right with God. And that means you're going to have to follow the rules of God. Everything is simply not all right. And you can look around the nations and know that it isn't. And I'm not going to sit up here and condemn. It's your business. It's your business. But you have these programs, and Waco is a good example. They had what they call sleepers. Trained Monarch Ultra, MK Ultra program people. And they were supposed to wake up, and most of them didn't. When they did the final trigger thing, they didn't wake up. They didn't, you know. And yet some of them had touched God. And they couldn't wake up. The old triggering mechanism didn't work anymore. And God says, if this is what you want in your experience, this is what you shall have. And I mean it. When it's time, we will gather, and everybody on this globe will know. And it's not just come hop on and skip out. And if you're being promised that, that's an error on your part to listen. Why don't you read that now? You had to have a little bit of background for ones who have not experienced our work.
In use of Monarch mind control methodology for programming Manchurian candidates for social violence in U.S. society. What it is. One of the best kept secrets in history is the Monarch mind control programming, which uses trauma-based mind control along with state-of-the-art mind control to create humans who are totally controlled by a handler without even knowing that they are controlled. This is accomplished by sophisticated use of the brain's ability to disassociate, which is used to the extreme to create structured multiple personality disordered minds. For an extremely technical definition of what the Monarch program was, it was used as a U.S. Department of Defense code name for a subsection of the CIA's Operation Artichoke, which is also known as Project MK Ultra. However, this technical definition is misleading because the Monarch programming, under various names such as marionette programming, has been going on since the Nazis. How it works. The basic component of the Monarch program is the sophisticated manipulation of the child's mind to protect itself from extreme trauma by creating multiple personality disorder. The most inhumane, severe torture is used on children to create extensive multiple personality disorder, MPD. Then the various alters, personalities, are found and programmed using state-of-the-art mind control. Harmonics and sound waves are used to manipulate the RNA covering of neuron pathways to the subconscious. Harmonic generators, code-named ether wave, are able to embed detailed commands, which are linked to audible triggers. This is one of the standard features of the Monarch program. It allows the slaves to be controlled by trigger words, which make no sense or seem to carry no negative connotation to outside listeners. For instance, the words, "Mr. Postman, wait and see," might set off an access sequence so that a slave living away from its master goes to its master, also called a handler. Some slaves are turned into sleepers. They live normal lives, but perhaps carry out an assignment 40 years down the road at a prearranged date or a prearranged trigger. Some of the Illuminati hierarchy have been turned into sleepers so that they can be available when the Antichrist begins ruling to train the large influx of new people into the Illuminati and Satanism. Another basic component of the Monarch program is lots of electroshock. Stun guns, staffs with hidden electric cattle prods, and cattle prods are frequently used on the slaves. Electroshock is used to create multiple personality disorder, MPD, in the creation of the slave. And later it is used to remove memories after the slave has carried out a mission, or to instill fear and obedience in a reluctant slave. Slaves generally carry horrible body memories of excruciating electroshock tortures to their entire bodies. As the slaves begin a therapeutic deprogramming process, they will recover these horrible memories, not to mention many other painful memories. Dangers involved. Every Monarch slave has thousands of internal safety devices, programs, etc., to prevent anything from freeing the slave of her or his programming. If you discover a Monarch slave, be careful not to tell them what you know, or you may cause them to commit suicide. If any of the readers of this article do find a Monarch slave, I suggest they call and talk to me about any steps they plan to take. Suicide programs are attached.
That's not me.
Suicide programs are attached to all types of things within a Monarch slave. Do not mistakenly think you can tamper with the programming. Do not think that you can merely tell the slave that you want to free the person and expect that they will automatically want your help. Working with Monarch slaves, also called marionette survivors, is touchy, like handling ticking bombs. It also calls for extreme dedication and patience. Hatton's comment, "It appears the first part of this writing comes from someone called Fritz Springmeier, and at this point we only have some extracted pages from a document regarding or issued by this person. I have no further information yet to offer about him. However, the other parties and from whom this information comes are Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, to name two, and we will have information on them a bit later in the writing. Our work to expose it. In the summer of 91, I decided to put out a chapter I had written on a book I was putting together on mind control. This chapter was chapter 3 and concerned the Monarch Project. I put out this chapter in its rough form as a monograph about the Monarch program and have mailed it out to 100 people free of charge. Everyone who subscribed to my newsletter at that time got one. In the summer of 93, I began getting information from Mark Phillips concerning the Monarch program. Mark's information dovetailed with what I knew, and his information gave me a greater perspective on things. Mark Phillips has been deprogramming Monarch mind control slaves. He and Kathy O'Brien, who was a presidential model slave...
And let me interrupt for the ones of you who have not been exposed to this. Kathy O'Brien, of course, is not her name. She was pulled out and taken into safety. Now, you will find that there are some things that the superiors do not want the public to know. And about the Monarch program and Blue Beam are amongst the highest on their list. There are also bits and pieces of information, for instance, that Ron has that others know and daresn't tell, is that Dick Cheney and Ronald Reagan in the same room with Kathy O'Brien said, "You've done your job, now you're dead." And they don't even bother, you see, to ease this off. This is just a working robotic slave. But she's a human being. And they smuggled her out and took her into safety because Ronald Reagan himself pronounced death upon her in the presence of Cheney. And that's only one incident. They had sent her into Mexico as a carrier. That, I guess, is the same thing you call a courier, only she was a carrier of information to the bedroom. It's serious. It is all the way to the top. There is no higher place to go than the places these ones inhabit. On your place. Go on, please.
He and Kathy O'Brien, who was a presidential model slave, have written over 76 papers on various aspects of the Monarch program. I have some, but not all of those papers, and I am now going to make the inventory lists available to my newsletter subscribers.
We also have that, so I'm turning it over to the staff. In fact, I think you have the original.
Yes. At the end of this article, I will reprint Mark's information inventory list. Those who are interested can either write Mark or contact me. Both Mark and I are extremely busy, so I don't know which of us is better to contact. Mark is currently working with at least 6 Monarch slaves to deprogram them, and I am working with about the same number on more of a friendship level to try to be supportive in any way for these people. A book with excellent documentation exposing the Monarch Project is on the drawing boards, and when this book comes out, I and others will distribute it. Plans are to provide all readers of this newsletter a copy. Hatton has a comment. He says, "Our prior information regarding Mark and Kathy came from them, directly to us, so I will suggest you contact them, and obviously they will be in touch with this party." I'll continue, Commander, until you
just
shut
keep
me
on.
Off.
We're not even to the good part.
Okay. History of the Monarch Programming. The present-day trauma-based mind control is an outgrowth of practices that the mystery religions practiced in deep secrecy. Satanism has been alive and well for many centuries, but has remained unexposed behind its religious fronts due to the ability of generational Satanists to create multiple personality disorder. Many of the European kings were Satanists who had MPD. The royal families of Denmark, Netherlands, Spain, and England are all involved with the occult and Satanism. The Romanov family, which had branches in Prussia and Russia, was also deeply into the occult. An examination of the jewelry that the Romanov family had while they ruled Russia is an eye-opener. Their jewelry was very occultic, even though they had a good Christian front for the public. Unless a Satanist was MPD, they will go insane due to the horrifying things that high-level Satanism is involved in doing. Only Satanists with MPD can survive. It goes without saying, then, that people in the higher levels of the Illuminati have MPD, but that does not mean that they are highly structured MPDs, such as the Monarch slaves. monarch slaves have their MPD structured so that they become human computers or human robots, human zombies in a sense, except that they have front alters that can look and act like most everyone else. The name monarch does not derive from its royal heritage, but rather refers to the monarch butterfly. Children who are traumatized have their legs tied together and are electroshocked and tortured so that alters, personalities, form that think they are butterflies. This was the original reason for the name monarch being attached to this trauma-based mind control. Under the Nazis, the satanic use of MPD was refined. After World War II, the CIA smuggled into the U.S. German and Italian scientists and specialists who were developing the monarch programming. The monarch programming is also referred to as marionette programming. A marionette is a puppet, and Nazi German psychologists were working hard at creating the perfect human puppets. The end result of all the hard work put in by German, Italian, American, and British researchers was the creation of an almost foolproof, impossible-to-detect human mind-control slave. Over the years since the 1940s, over 1 million Americans underwent monarch programming. However, only 40,000 have extremely detailed records kept on them and are also entered in on a computer database. Only privileged people have access to that database. Reprogramming centers have been set up around the country to ensure that any monarch slave which might escape can be reprogrammed. The chance of any mind-controlled slave escaping is exceptionally small due to the fact that the programming is so powerful and is so difficult to counteract. Hatton's comment. We may as well pause right here and let you in on a biggie, which some of your regular readers might have forgotten as well. The Waco fiasco was just that, a fiasco. The whole project of Mount Carmel was an MK-Ultra monarch programming setup. There were sleepers involved. Only these guys got to working with God, and when the programming said wake up, most of the player puppets did not. It is a small world, isn't it?
Oh, and you think those were Davidians. Their basic religious thrust was Jewish. That's number one. And you think it means David, king. No. There is a person called Davidian. And this person works very, very, or did, very closely with the San Luis Obispo operation out of the West Coast. That has to do with Bohemian Grove and William P. Clark Justice, who was the chief planner of the bringing down of KAL007, who had a senator, and now they will also begin to admit that plane was crashed in Russia, put down, and all of those people are there, including McDonald. And they will do the same thing they did in northern Iraq. When they start bringing those people out of there, they will shoot the planes down just like they did the helicopters. Those helicopters house your POWs. And they didn't dare let them come back here to tell you. There was a major theft of military guns, automatic weaponry, stolen from one of the West Coast depots. Part of those parts, etc., ended up at Mount Carmel, outside Waco. And you think it's not a small world. You better be waking up. Because it's not a very nice one either. And when will you be the next one? That's why we don't have any organizations. I would not do that to my people. Go on, please.
The next heading is meeting places. Not all monarch slaves live with their masters. Monarch slaves who live and work apart from their masters must be accessed, which is done by the use of cryptic keys. I have begun to identify various localities which are being utilized to access the slaves. I will now discuss some of these cover activities. The entire country Western music industry is a cover for drug running and the Monarch program. Many of the country Western songs are tailored to be utilized for programming. In recent years, karaoke singing has become popular in the U.S. Karaoke singing is just one of several ways that Monarch slaves can be taken away from their homes for accessing, reprogramming, and for assignments. Various Monarch slaves are becoming acquainted with each other via this method. If anyone examines the pioneer karaoke version of such songs as White Rabbit, you will easily see that this film with its song is a tool used by select karaoke spots for triggering Monarch slaves who have Alice in Wonderland programming.
Alice, doesn't this sound like something? Dorma watched last night. I you know, she got up and finally walked out onto the patio and said, "Father, I know I've lost it." She was watching, I believe it was Airplane 2, the sequence. And it could not by any possibility be as funny and ridiculous as what we're talking about here. Do you see how it all just blends into, it's just too incredulous. So that after a while, it has no reality to you at all. Well, we've got some good movies to make. Don't go far, Marty.
What is the meaning of that word?
Karaoke.
Karaoke is simply...
Karaoke. It's K-A-R-O-K-E.
It's these music boxes that where you can play music on one and sing. There are two or three of them around, and they're very useful, very fun, very... So it is simply a participation. You see, you can go into a nightclub where they have karaoke night and you can get up and perform. Yes. You can be a performer.
Okay.
Is Ross Perot friend or foe?
I don't answer. You can make him a friend. He is not a foe. But he is a very, very close friend of David Rockefeller, who, by the way, is dead and a replica.
Really?
I don't like to pick on Ross because Ross at least can rally people.
Alice in Wonderland programming and the Wizard of Oz programming are two popular base programs still in use today. Walt Disney Productions have played a major role in the Monarch program, and some of their children's films are being deliberately constructed with Monarch triggers and keys. Besides using karaoke bars as a place to secretly bring Monarch slaves in for accessing, the Illuminati uses fraternal meetings and churches. Some churches have lights and other items which reinforce and interact with the programming the Monarch slaves have. Church leaders will say buzzwords and use hand signals to interact with the Monarch slaves who have been ordered to attend these churches. In the Portland area, we have a man in his 20s who is named Rex, who has the job of accessing Monarch slaves and bringing them into one of the 5 reprogramming centers. I have been in the process of identifying where these centers are located. I have had the opportunity also to identify 2 of the programmers in this area. One is a middle-aged man named Ed, who uses his sales work with meat as a cover. Purposes for the slaves. The most important duty of the Monarch slaves is to perpetuate the horrible secret satanic activity of the Illuminati. Much of the horrible deeds of the Illuminati would be impossible for a normal person to do, but will not even have the most... But someone who is a monarch programmed, is monarch programmed, and who is so controlled that they will not even have the most common human feeling of self-preservation, these slaves can be gotten to do the evil, dirty work. Bear in mind that snuff films and other gross things are being made daily, and Monarch slaves can help with this type of stuff. Slaves are also used in the regular entertainment industry because they have no moral barriers to orders and because they have photographic memories to learn their lines. Slaves are used in professional, college, and high school sports, such as baseball and basketball. Slaves are used in the military as hardcore soldiers, and they can't be beat for suicide missions, and by the intelligence agencies as spies. Slaves are used for drug running, money laundering, prostitution, pornography, and acting. The slaves are also good for shooting up people and places to ensure stiff anti-gun legislation is enacted and that the public is scared and dysfunctional. I'm going to have to change the tape.